Dean Richards here with Entertainment News. Dean, I knew I should have saved my old Superman comic books.
Yeah, you know, I when I hear stories like this, I always think about the stuff that my mom threw away.
Yeah, we all do.
You know, when I moved out, if you don't come and pick this up, I'm going to throw it away. And, you know, there may have been some priceless items, like what happened when someone was cleaning out their mom's house, three brothers cleaning out their late mother's belongings in California. Among the things that they found was a Superman number one comic book from 1939 in pretty good shape. They go to Heritage Auctions. Yeah, they put it up for auction, and now they have $9.1 million for a comic book that was found in the basement. How about that?
So number one, wow.
Check here. That the very first Superman comic book. It was in good condition, and who knows what, you know, invaluable things that you may have there. Thank goodness I save all my Bob Surratt silver dollar surveys.
Yeah.
Someday I could be a millionaire from that.
Here she comes, Miss Universe. Who won?
It was Miss Mexico that won the honors this year, and that's kind of a story because there was a whole bunch of controversy. Fatima Fernandez was kind of at the center of a controversy. She was supposed to attend a Miss Universe event, and some knucklehead with the pageant started yelling at her and bullying her and, you know, pushing her around a little bit, and she just walked out. She walked out of the event that she was supposed to be at. Everybody thought that that was going to hurt her, but actually what it wound up doing is giving her a whole bunch of votes. And Fatima Fernandez, now of Mexico, is the new Miss Universe. Not sure what that means exactly. Do you get something? Do you get, besides a tiara?
Yeah, I think there are prizes involved.
You get a discount when you go to Dunkin' Donuts or something?
What did Michael B. Jordan get?
Michael B. Jordan won a very, very prestigious honor in Hollywood last night. It was the American Cinematique Award. This is, you know, for bodies of work, kind of life achievement awards. Michael B. Jordan is only 38 years old, but he started when he was 12 years old in an episode of The Sopranos. He becomes the second youngest recipient of this award ever. Eddie Murphy remains the youngest. He got the award when he was 25 years old. But Michael talked about his career and movie making, and he is, I've been interviewing him not since he was 12 years old on The Sopranos, but pretty young. He was just a little young actor who would show up here at WGN by himself.
Wow.
No entourage, anything, to promote movies, and we got to know him through the years. He's a wonderful person, incredibly talented actor. You can bet that he is going to be nominated for an Academy Award this year for his role in the movie Sinners, which, you know, I've waited for something else to blow me out of the water as much as that movie did this year, and I haven't come across that quite yet. The movie's great. He's great. And he certainly deserves this wonderful honor.
Don't you find more often than not, the bigger they are, the smaller the entourage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it certainly can be, or at least the bigness in their own minds.
Yeah.
Sometimes big stars, you know, they want to be treated with all that hoopla and as many complicated layers as possible. But really the nicest ones, I think when Tom Hanks...
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
...came here, he might have had like one person with him or
right.
Something like that. But, you know, Tom Hanks arguably is one of the biggest movie stars in the world. And he just shows up by himself, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
Almost all of them are really nice, the stars that I interview. But There are a few that, you know, make up for the really nice ones. I don't want to mention any names.
That's who we want to hear about.
Tommy Lee Jones. What?
His initials are Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Say no more. Dean Richards with the Entertainment Report this morning and a review of Wicked. Most of the reviews I've seen, Dean, are kind of, they're good, but they say it's not as good as the first one. And that's what you say, too, right?
Well, it's different than the first one. You know, if you're familiar with Wicked, the stage musical, the first act is much more joyous and celebratory than the second act. So, I mean, it's just part of the show that it's not as jubilant as the first part. But what the director of this movie, John M. Chu, has chosen to do is to go a little bit deeper into the story, to dig into the characters and their motivations and why they are the way that they are. So, you know, there is a lot more to this. I think it's still an incredible movie. It is truly movie making at its finest. It is a spectacle in the grandest sense of the word. It is beautiful. It's colorful. The sets are amazing. The costumes are amazing. The performances, especially Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba and Ariana Grande as Galinda, who, by the way, after this big worldwide tour that they've been going on to promote the movie, Ariana Grande is down with COVID this morning. By the way. You go on that many red carpets and encounter that many people, germs are going to spread, and that's what happened to poor little Ariana Grande and the poor people that she came in contact with that now may have been exposed to COVID. But the performance is absolutely amazing. I loved it. And it's 2 hours and 13 minutes, which is really very serviceable to sit through. It's rated PG, so it's good for the whole family. Here are my kind of my two criticisms of this movie. It is not a standalone movie. You know, a lot of times when you come in for a sequel, they kind of recap a little bit or they refer to things at the beginning of the movie. So if you didn't see the previous one, you can still understand what's going on. This one is not that. If you didn't see the first half of Wicked, you're going to be lost with this. So, you know, if you're going to go see it, a lot of people are going, some theaters are doing the double feature of last year's Wicked and this year's Wicked together. That's like about a five-hour commitment. That's a long time.
That's my nightmare.
That is your that's my nightmare too.
Yeah.
5 hours to sit through is that's a lot. So that's number one, and number two, because this, you know, the whole concept of Wicked is how the characters and the witches of the original Wizard of Oz movie came to be. There is a lot of the original Wizard of Oz movie that is incorporated into this one, and you understand a lot about what you know from the original movie that you grew up with. If you never saw the original movie, you're not going to get a lot of those references. If you haven't seen it in a long time, you know, you may need your memory jogged a little bit. So here's another few hours of commitment if you really want to do some homework and get yourself back up to speed again about who's who and what's what. A movie should stand on its own. And it doesn't kill the movie, but you do have to do a little homework if you're going to get the full enjoyment out of that. That said, I loved it. See it on as big a screen as you can. It is a feast for the eyes. And I gave it a Dean's List A. Loved it.
What else do you have on your weekend to-do list, Dean?
Yeah, we've got a lot. If you're a fan of Sting, I think he's a 17-time Grammy winner. He's going to be at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary on Sunday night. We've got Sarah McLachlan at the Auditorium Theater tomorrow. Leanne Rimes is at the Rivers Casino. If you love trombone, New Orleans, R&B, Trombone Shorty is about the best that there is. He's going to be at the Genesee in Waukegan. We've got the guitarist from the group Poison, Richie Kotzen, at the Arcata. And Portugal the Man is going to be at the Salt Shed on Elston Avenue. On stage this weekend, we've got the Neil Diamond jukebox musical, A Beautiful Noise, at the Cadillac Palace Theater through November 30th. We've got the musical Amadeus at the Steppenwolf. It's going to be running through January 25th. The Lyric Opera is presenting Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci. And mostly, I just like that I can say that.
Show off.
That's the only reason that I brought it up, to be honest with you. This is the final weekend for that opera. For comedy, Dimitri Martin at the Vic tomorrow night for two shows. Mike Epps at the Hard Rock in Gary. We've got the Griffin Museum's Griffin Museum of Science and Industry with their Christmas Around the World exhibit opening this weekend. It's going to run through January 5th, and a couple of the Chris Kindle markets also open this week. The one downtown in Daly Plaza is going to go through Christmas Eve. The one out in Aurora is Thursday through Sundays through December 24th at River Edge Park. I'm going to actually be out there on Sunday, going to see the new production of White Christmas at the Paramount Theater in Aurora on Sunday. So Monday I'll have a review of that for you.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll be listening to you here Sunday morning.
See you then.
Thank you, Dean.